DTCC targets, July pilot and October launch for tokenized securities. Platform, the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, said on May 4th that it is targeting a July pilot and an October launch for a tokenized securities platform, putting a hard timeline on a project that touches the back office of nearly every U.S. equity, bond, and fund trade. The clearinghouse processes roughly $114 trillion in transactions annually, which makes the schedule one of the most consequential tokenization commitments yet from a regulated U.S. market utility. CoinDesk first surfaced the dates from a DTCC briefing on May 4, 2026. The post did not name the underlying chain, the asset classes covered at launch, or the participants in the July pilot. Why the DTCC matters more than another bank tokenization pilot? Most tokenization headlines so far have come from individual banks or asset managers running closed pilots on private chains. JP Morgan's Onyx, Goldman's GSDAP, and Citi's token services each move tens of billions internally, but none of them sit at the core of U.S. equity settlement. The DTCC does, through its subsidiaries DTC, NSCC, and FICC. It is the central counterparty and central securities depository for nearly every regulated U.S. security. When a retail investor buys 100 shares of Apple, the netting and settlement run through DTCC infrastructure. A tokenization platform owned and operated by that same entity is structurally different from a bank pilot because it can route real settlement flow rather than synthetic flow. The $114 trillion figure refers to the annual notional cleared across DTCC subsidiaries. Even a small fraction migrating to a token rail would dwarf today's entire on-chain real-world asset market, which BlackRock, Ondo, Franklin Templeton, and others have built to roughly $15 billion in tokenized treasuries and money market funds. What the July pilot likely tests, the DTCC has been publishing research on smart contract settlement, atomic delivery versus payment, and digital asset collateral mobility for the past 3 years. Its 2024 Project Ion paper described a private permissioned ledger for equity settlement, and a 2025 sandbox brought 25 institutions together to test cross-chain collateral. A July pilot fits the cadence of those earlier projects. A small number of broker-dealer participants, a narrow asset class, and a parallel run alongside conventional settlement rather than a full cutover. October would then mark the move from sandbox to a production environment with regulatory sign-off. The market context matters. Bitcoin trades at $80,219 as of May 4th, up 1.9% on the day, and Ether at $2,373, also up 1.9%, with the fear and greed index sitting at 48, neutral. The risk on tone is mild rather than euphoric, which fits an institutional infrastructure story more than a speculative narrative. Where this fits in the broader regulatory push, the timing tracks with the OCC's recent posture on tokenized reserves and the Senate's Clarity Act compromise on stablecoin yield. Both pieces of policy treat tokenization as a permitted bank activity, provided the underlying assets and disclosures stay inside the existing regulatory perimeter. A DTCC platform would slot into that perimeter cleanly, because the issuer remains the same and the legal owner of record stays at DTC. That is also the limit of the story. A DTCC token is not a public chain asset, will likely not be transferable to self-custody wallets, and will not be visible on a block explorer the way a USDC transaction is. For the broader crypto market, the relevance is plumbing and precedent rather than direct flow. What to watch next? The July pilot list will reveal the early movers. Goldman, JP Morgan, BNY, and State Street have all publicly worked with DTCC on prior tokenization sandboxes and are the obvious candidates. Asset class scope is the second variable. Money market funds and treasuries are the easiest first targets because their on-chain analogs already exist at BlackRock, Franklin Templeton, and Ondo. A successful October launch would put the largest U.S. clearinghouse in direct production use of distributed ledger technology, which is a different category of milestone than another bank pilot announcement.